Welcome to Module 19, entitled What Are the Odds? You certainly have seen since the beginning of this class that the pari-mutuel handle is really determines the health of this industry. So let us back up just a step and review the pari-mutuel concept. Remember, pari-mutuel or paris mutuel means betting amongst ourselves. Takeout, remember that's the cost of doing business. The takeout is for every dollar, 15 to 30%, depending on the bet type, is taken out and split up to either the state, the track, or the horseman. And basically, this is how they get paid for putting on the show. The remaining percentage goes back to the betting public. Takeout is the cost of doing business, the cost of somebody holding that money for you. Breakage. What is breakage? Breakage is the odd cents left over after all of these calculations are made. If you've ever been to the racetrack, you will see that you will never see a winning ticket pay $4.82. These are always rounded for each dollar to the nearest nickel or dime, and each state determines if you round to the nickel or to the dime. Of course, we're not going to round down, we round up, and that makes odd cents left over in that rounding process. How much does this generally turn out to be? About 1% of the gross handle turns out to be breakage, those odd pennies left over after the payout is rounded to the nearest 5 cents or 10 cents per every dollar wagered. If you go back to one of the very first modules where it shows where all the different parts of the handle go, you will see that some jurisdictions breakage goes to the horseman, others breakage goes to the state, and others breakage is kept by the racetrack. A concept of pari-mutuel racing that's very important is a winner never loses. Now, obviously if you're a winner, you shouldn't lose. When you make a bet at a pari-mutuel racetrack, you are assured your original investment back plus a minimum profit if you have chosen a correct horse. That may not make sense now, but I'm going to explain it as we go to minus pools. Pools, remember, each bet type, if I bet on a horse to win, it goes into one pool and it's calculated. If I bet a trifecta, that money is calculated separately. If I bet on a horse to show, which is running third, that is calculated separately. A minus pool. How does a minus pool happen? And this is how I will illustrate the idea that a winner never loses. If there's not enough money to cover the takeout, then the track, and there's enough horses, enough people who have chosen the correct horse, then potentially you could get back less money. Let's take an example. There's a race. And by the way, minus pools do exist, but I don't think my example has ever happened. There are 10 horses in the race. Everyone at the racetrack bets $2 on the number one horse. No one bets on anything else. Indeed, the one horse wins, and everyone holds a winning ticket, so everyone gets money back. Now, if there were 10 horses in the race, and let's say there were 10 people that were betting, and each bet $2, that's $20 in the pool. Now, what happens? Everyone was a winner, right? So, I still have to take out the takeout because that's legislated. I have to pay the horseman. They put on the show, I have to pay their salary, the track gets money, and the state, of course, gets their tax. So that by the time I pay the takeout, I'm acting as the racetrack right now, and I had $20, and I've had to pay out 15 to 30%, I don't have my $20 left anymore, do I? No, I have much less. I have maybe whatever, depending on the bet type, between 15 and 30% less. But I've told you that a winner never loses, and you all bet $2. So I owe you $2 plus a profit, whether it be 10 cents on your dollar or a nickel on your dollar. So most likely, I owe you $2.20. But I only initially got $20, and I owe you guys $2. That's what's known as a minus pool. It doesn't happen very often. It usually happens when a prohibitive favorite, a horse that everyone bets on, comes in, wins, and there aren't enough people who did not bet on that horse to cover it. In this case, the racetrack is obligated to still cover that, your investment plus your guaranteed payoff. That's a minus pool. For this reason, every once in a while, a horse that is by far the prohibitive favorite and so much better than the rest of the field may be taken out of the wagering pool. So the horse will still contest the race, but you will not be able to wager on that horse. You need to change your idea about what odds mean. Odds doesn't mean a random chance that you took a guess at. No, the odds that you see on the tote board are the actual numeric function of how much money is bet on that horse in the win pool. We don't calculate every pool and put it on the tote board. Some tote boards have the ability to calculate other pools and show them, but for the most part, the odds are determined by the win pool. How many people bet on which horses to win? It is a true reflection of the numbers. It is basically a percentage of the pool bet on the horse. The higher the payout, the fewer people bet on that horse. The lower the potential payout, or the lower the potential odds, the more people bet on that horse. Payouts are no different. It will tell you on the tote board the percentage of that horse's ownership of the pool. For example, if that horse's odds say 4 to 1, for every $1 you bet, you get $4 back plus your initial stake. So you know how much money, if the odds say 4 to 1, 5 to 1, 20 to 1, or what about 5 to 2? 5 to 2 is actually 2.5 to 1. As the numbers get smaller, we'll use those sorts of fractions. So you know how much money you can expect if you bet on a horse that's 5 to 2, you will get $2.50 back for every dollar you bet, plus your initial investment back also. It doesn't make a difference whether there's $10 in the pool or $10 million in the pool. What you see on the tote board accurately reflects what your payout will be. What the tote board tells you: if the horse was 6 to 1, you get $6 back for every $1 you bet. So you'll get $6 back, and let's say that it's a minimum $2 bet. You get $6 back for each $1 plus that initial $1. The morning line. The morning line is the mathematically correct estimate of what the odds will be when the horses go to post. Who makes the morning line? Generally, it's the track handicapper. Sometimes it's the racing secretary. And this is a tool to help people handicap the races. This is not the estimation of what the handicapper believes will be the outcome of the race. This is what the handicapper believes the public will make the horses at this time. There will be favorites, there will be long shots. In many cases, local trainers or very famous jockeys for that area, well-known trainer-jockey combinations, will be bet on more than the racing form would indicate you should. Those horses, no matter what happens, those horses will be bet down. What I mean by that is people bet on them as much for sentimental reasons as for real hard evidence that they have an opportunity to win that race. All of those factors are taken into account, and the estimate is given of what the odds will be when the horses go to post. That way you pick up your racing program early in the day, and you'll see horses that are favorites, maybe 5-2, 2-1, and you'll see long shots, 20 or 30-1. That gives you an idea of the relative skill of that horse in that race and what your potential and payout may be. Some morning lines people are very accurate, others are not. Take it as a tool, not as the definite answer. Off-track betting. Many racetracks now offer what could be known as branch banking. In the old days, if you wanted to go to your bank, there was one branch. You had to go to that one on the days they were open. Now, take Wells Fargo or Bank of America. There are branches everywhere. They took the banks to the people. In effect, that's what off-track betting is. Racetracks either have their own facilities, or like in where we are in Arizona, they will have outlets in bars and restaurants. So basically, it's exactly the same if you make a bet at the racetrack or at an OTB, off-track betting site. There's the same split to the financial pie, if you will. It's convenience-driven. Simulcasting, that's a little bit different. When you bet on simulcast races, not only is the takeout shared with the and the racetrack where the live meet is going on, but you also, or the host, but also the guest splits out some of that too. So there is, even though you may bet the same amount of money, the pieces of the pie are smaller and they go different places. For example, if I am in Phoenix, Arizona, and I am betting on a race that happens in California, part of the takeout, I will pay my $2, and when they split the takeout to the horseman and the racetrack, part of the money stays in Phoenix, part of the money goes to Los Angeles for both the track and the horseman. Again, that is all negotiated through the simulcast agreement.